Kimberley was founded as a paper mill town more than a century ago, but workers say the mill New Page wants to close down now has been updated numerous times and is still productive. Jim Durst has worked at the plant for 29 years. He says the economic forces behind the company's closing plans don't have much to do with making paper.
Paper was always a good industry. You made money. You had a good living. But you didn't get really filthy rich, you know. It was about making paper. That's what our mill is. We're paper makers. Now, story seems to be changing. We're losing the paper makers, and the money men are taking over.
New Page is owned by Cerebras, a capital management company. Dan Walsh, vice president of the paper distributing company Bradner Smith, says rising fuel prices are what's forcing mills like Kimberley to shut down. But he agrees with Durst that the capital management companies that have been buying up paper mills are focused only on the bottom line.
They've said, hey, we're going to make money, and we're going to find a way to do it. They can't do it if there's such an overabundance of paper up. So what they're doing is trying to control the supply to keep the prices up.
Workers in Kimberley say there are two companies willing to buy the mill from New Page and keep it operating, but New Page is refusing to sell. State Representative Tom Nelson says he's working closely with the Department of Commerce to try to keep the plant running and keep the jobs in his district. Paper mill workers from communities in other parts of the Fox Valley are expected to turn out in large numbers for a support rally in Kimberley on September 6th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.